بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life.
So definitely in jihad,
yes,
if you take it in the right way, for example, because, you know, as I understood from your saying, it means that jihad means to defend yourself.
Yes.
But first of all, you said it's about, you know, to conquer your concupiscence, your desire and loss. Mm. So the second one, in a matter of war, when somebody attacked you, so you have to defend yourself.
Yes.
So in this case of Syria, because I brought this example to this, the sin, to sin, to yeah. just know, is it a kind of, you know, defense, or is it kind of, you know, initiating war, or just using their free will to attack people, to kill people? Because, you know, this thing gives some misunderstanding in the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have been disgraced, and, you know, we have been disrespected all around the world.
Yes.
So would you please elaborate a little bit?
As I told you about the meaning of jihad, which is, you know, making an effort and try to get your own goal and aim, I have to tell you that even when you go to the history of Islam, unfortunately, I don't know if we have time to continue to go to the history of Islam, to the lifetime of the Prophet, but we will see that jihad doesn't mean that you can start the war against another person. Because, for example, you want to make him, you want to make him as a Muslim believer. So why you are attacking such a person or such a group or such a nation? Because they are not believing in what you believe. So this is not a good justification for starting a war and naming it as a jihad. So jihad is a kind of, as you told, of course, us, is a kind of defense. Yes. When a person just attacking another person, a group, another group, or a nation, another nation. So jihad here means that just to defend your own faith, to defend your own country, to defend even your family and your people. So you cannot start the war against another person. Here, this is the example that we will see in Syria, that Syrian people, they didn't start the war. Nowadays, they are defending themselves. They are defending their own family, children, women, innocent ones. And that is why we call the action that Syrian people are doing as a kind of jihad, which is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is...
But rebels, they have attacked them. You know, the Syrian government or Syrian people, they're defending themselves. But rebels from, you know, different countries, from Afghanistan, Libya, from Bangladesh, or different, you know, regions, they came and attacked them.
Mm.
So, I mean, the people, they are, you know, innocent people, they are, you know, just, they have been, we can say, they have been, you know, abused, or they have been killed innocently.
Yes. I told you, so it doesn't make any difference from which nation we are. But if we are following the teaching of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Islam, and we accept that Islam as a kind of ultimate religion in this world, this is the teaching. That saying that jihad is a kind of defense, and we cannot start the war to make other people as what we believe in, to believe in what we believe.
That's
so
great.
Because there is no any value out of that.
That's right.
By force, just pushing other people to believe in what you believe, mm-hmm. and maybe even after all, you cannot change what is in their heart. Maybe apparently, you know, within their appearance, they will show that.
That's correct.
But within their heart, there is no any satisfaction with that.
www.voislam.com